In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. It is a blessing to see all of you this rainy morning. I want to begin this morning, though, with just a very brief illustration. There was a young couple that had gone on vacation, and while they were on vacation, they were getting ready to greet their first day, and the husband looks out of the window, and as he looks out the window, he sees people that were swimming, and he calls to his wife, and he says, "Hey, why don't we get ready and go get some exercise?" His wife then, who was doing something else, looks out the window as well and saw some people playing tennis. So then she answered, "Sure, let's go outside and get some exercise." So she goes upstairs in order to get dressed, and she dresses for a tennis match. But her husband, on the other hand, goes upstairs to get ready, but he gets ready to go swimming. The point is that the window a person chooses to look out at the world often determines that individual's perception of reality. I tell you this because today we witness the man who was born blind being healed by Jesus. And the Pharisees were looking out a very different window than everyone else was. They were looking out a window that refused to see the reality, that refused to see the miracle that was right in front of them. Instead, the Pharisees chose to remain blind to this man's newfound sight. Today, we will consider the healing of this man born blind in order to remember that each of us in this church today has a choice. We can choose to see the world, ourselves, and the situations that we find ourselves in as the Pharisees did, blind to what Christ has given us. Or we can choose to see the world with eyes that have received new sight through our resurrected Lord. So this morning's reading is one that is certainly full of much wonderful insight. There is so much that one could say about a host of different issues. But the reading begins this way. At that time, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from his birth. Now, immediately the disciples began to question among themselves and to ask the Lord as well, what happened to this man and why did it happen? One of the first things they ask is, was this blindness caused by him or someone else's sin? And our Lord immediately tells them no. Instead, he shows them that this man's blindness will be used to give others sight. So while our Lord was continuing to speak, he spits on the ground, he makes clay, he anoints the man's eyes, and then he tells him to go to the pool called Siloam and to wash. And the man, of course, obeyed that, and because he obeyed, he went and he returned, being able to see. Then we witness the man being interrogated. We see the Pharisees ask him what happens. He tells them exactly what had happened, and they could not, or better yet, the Pharisees would not believe what had happened to him. Then the Pharisees called the man's parents, and the man's parents said, "Yes, this is our son." But then they said, "But ask him the rest, because he is of age," because they were afraid of what would happen. So a second time the man was asked again what happened, and he again answered. But this time he did so with boldness. But they, still blind to the miracle, threw him out of the temple. And then with his sight he finally gazes upon Jesus. And the scriptures say, Jesus heard that he had been cast out, and he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" And Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and it is he who speaks to you." He said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. Now, one of the interesting things about this miracle is that our Lord never says to the man who was born blind, "Receive your sight." But instead, he creates. He creates mud, and he anoints the man. Now, some of the fathers interpret this to mean that our Lord actually created for him new eyes, that he gave him new eyes to see with. And when I read that, I thought, what a great way to understand what it means, what it truly means to be a Christian. It means that we too have been given new eyes, We have been given new eyes to look upon the world, and we have received these eyes through the light of Christ, the one who came to make all things new, to give us new sight and even new eyes. Remember, it was just a few weeks ago that on the night of Easter, our beautiful church was totally dark. And then a light came from the altar, appeared, and slowly the entire church was aglow with the light of our Lord. And this light was taken by you, taken by each and every one of you physically with your candle, but also inside of you spiritually. And you took that light into the darkness. You took that light into a world that is dark, into a world that can be sad, into a world that is in need of people who can see, people who can see with new eyes. And we are those people. We must remember to be those people who look around and not see with old eyes, but with new eyes. Let us remember to look at people as Christ would have us, with love. Remembering and trying to see who dwells within each and every person that we come into contact with. Let us look at the situations that we may find ourselves in with new eyes. Eyes that see that we are not alone in our suffering. Eyes that see that our Lord is walking with us. Eyes that see that He is supporting us in our pain, holding us up to walk through yet another day. Let us always look at this Christ-centered family that surrounds us with new, fresh eyes. Eyes that see the Holy Spirit working through each of you to continue the work that our Lord has set before us. There's a story that Helen Keller once told. As we know, she was both blind and deaf. And she told a story about a friend who had come to visit her. And her friend came to her, and he had just gone on a very long walk. And she asked him, "Well, what did you see?" And his reply was, "Well, nothing in particular." She then says, "It might have been unbelievable, have I not become accustomed to such responses. For long ago, I became convinced that those who have eyes see very little. I pray that we who have eyes, eyes that have received the light of Christ, eyes that are new, remember to see as Christ would have us see, to not be blinded to what He has given us through His death and resurrection, to not be blinded to the blessings that are right in front of us, to not be blinded to the many ways He is lifting us up and walking with us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Christ is risen. Please rise.